With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Region of Queens officially opened the Universally Designed Play Park on Friday, October 13th. Executive Director of Autism Nova Scotia, Cynthia Carroll, joined Region of Queens staff and council members, as well as Debbie Wombolt, the woman who led the effort to put together the $600,000 to build the park, in officially opening the doors to the playground. Wombolt first approached the Region of Queens about supporting the construction of a universally designed park in 2015. The region since provided the land at Queens Place next to the skate park and will own, operate, and maintain the park for residents. In addition to the land contribution, the municipality kicked in $112,000 from the community fund, with the province topping off the rest of the funding. But it was the efforts of Wombolt and her team who initially raised approximately $100,000, which spurred the rest of the agencies to follow suit. Autism Nova Scotia issued charitable tax receipts to donors and held the money in trust to pay the region for construction. Region of Queens Mayor Darlene Norman says the generosity of residents came in all forms.
We'd see pictures of children who all they wanted for their birthday presents was money so they could give it to the play park. I knew of children that, with the help of their mother, they set up a little bakery and they kept a set of books. All the profit went to the play park. There were many, many things.
A universally designed play park is built to be inclusive of everyone, regardless of age or ability. The park includes ramped decks, braille, and audio elements, as well as a spray pad with sprinklers, a fountain, filler buckets, and jet spray units. The name Edley Middleyadunk was selected for the play park after consultation with Acadia First Nations representatives. The Mi'kmaq phrase means, "We are playing here." For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.